school, then they, then right at the door when they went to collar, they went to run in water to wash their feet off.
Why, that must have been some setup over there.
But it was clean as it could be. Every bit of it all the time. But he had, people, it was just a hobby to do.
Yeah.
Well, he had, even had a maternity bond. Well,
for goodness
the calves were. And he had a name up on the side of the and those cows.
I bet he had a wonderful time with that.
Dropped those calves. But it was planted. He had all that stuff planted. Planted lettuce.
Uh-huh.
Lettuce and, and eggplants. Oh, he made lovely lettuce. Didn't nobody in this country ever have to buy any.
Mm-hmm.
They had packing. They had those sheds. We were coming from Savannah one Sunday. I'd been up at a doctor. And it didn't take me right long. And I'd been back up to Dr. Freeman. And there was a lady running up and down there, her son. She was carrying on, so they took her and carried over there in the lady. She had the packing sheds sitting there. He had jumped on the board and said, just stopped the car and got out and jumped on the board and drowned himself.
My goodness.
Something like that. Cycle or something. She jumped on the door. She was about to have a fit and she couldn't drive.
The minimum
woman. Okay, that was perfectly beautiful. The whole side of that road and between that where he had that thing dyed.
Uh-huh.
All in three, he had it all planted and lit.
Oh,
all
God.
Color. And they were imported. Yeah.
So the man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You say the man got awfully...
Getting mad.
Very angry.
Getting
angry.
I'd
lay it on.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you'd say, man, I'm really...
tired. Most of them say poop.
Bushed.
Now, bushed. Yeah, that's what they usually say, bushed. Well, Lord, I'm tired every night.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
was ill, was sick. My little grandson had to be sent home. He didn't couldn't go to school last year. I'm tired of his heart.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
It's sick in his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Let me, yeah, you do what they call that, a chivalry.
What?
Oh, goodness. Call that a chivalry. They used to do that. Yeah, put it back in. I'll put this back.
I'm not sure how I had it set up.
I know how you have.
Is that right?
Yep.
The more I can look at you, the better off we are.
When it comes to this part. Well, I can't make it sit up.
That's okay. I think that'll probably be better. Yeah, put the crayons behind it. Well, that's okay.
Yes, sir.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with?
A ghost?
Yeah, or they might say, you better behave or the what'll get you.
Oh, let me see.
That's bad.
The boogerman. The boogerman will get you.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
What do I say? I say Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm certainly glad I don't have to...
lug that case.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water? It can draw its feet up.
Well, now listen, there's terrapins, turtles, gophers. They dig in a hole.
They live
well,
on
they
the
can
land.
Go in the water. They can go in the water.
Or salamanders, gophers, salamanders.